在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. For a crowd of 150 people waiting outside the California Supreme Court today in San Francisco, it was an emotional moment. The crowd erupted with cheers when word came down that the state court on a 4-3 vote had decided to overturn a state law banning same-sex marriage. Speaking after the announcement, San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom told gay marriage supporters the court's ruling was long overdue.
It's about civil rights. It's about time in California.
With the decision by the state Supreme Court, California becomes only the second state in the nation besides Massachusetts to officially sanction gay marriage. Opponents, meanwhile, have vowed to work to try and get a measure on the ballot that would place laws prohibiting gay marriage in California's constitution. The U.S. House voted today to bring the troops home from Iraq and rejected additional war funding. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
A bill to provide $163 billion to pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan failed after House Republicans set out the vote in protest of how Democrats handled the legislation. Leaders bypassed the usual committee process to push through Democratic priorities along with the spending bill. One amendment changes war policy and includes a non-binding timeline to bring troops home. Another extends jobless benefits and uses a surtax on millionaires to give veterans a free college education. The White House has promised to veto the two amendments, and the war funding measure is set to come up again in the Senate next week. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.
On Capitol Hill today, President Bush drew both praise and criticism for an assertion he made in a speech before the Israeli Knesset. The president's claim that, quote, some seem to believe we should negotiate with the terrorists and radicals was seen by many as a veiled attack on Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Citing an unnamed senator who rued not having spoken with Adolf Hitler before the Nazis invaded Poland, President Bush derided what he called the false comfort of appeasement. Connecticut Independent Senator Joe Lieberman issued a statement saying Mr. Bush, quote, got it exactly right, adding that a commander-in-chief must be able to distinguish between America's friends and enemies. But another senator, Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, chided the president.
For him to use purple prose such as somebody is appeasing, it seems to me, is totally inappropriate. It is no place to be said anywhere.
Joe Biden, the Democrat who chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said for the president to call appeasers those who rightly see the need for change is truly delusional, and for him to have done so abroad, truly disgraceful. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day up 94 points today to close at 12,992. The Nasdaq gained 37 points to end the session at 2,533. The Standard & Poor's 500 added 14 points today. This is NPR. The power is slowly starting to come back on in parts of earthquake-ravaged China, though with an estimated 12,000 people still believed to be buried beneath rubble following Monday's earthquake there, there are fears the death toll could reach as high as 50,000 people. Chinese authorities say the confirmed death toll has now risen to nearly 20,000. Electricity was restored to some areas that lost power after the quake, though Chinese state media says other areas near the quake's epicenter remain blacked out. China is easing up on resistance to foreign help, allowing teams from Japan and longtime foe Taiwan to join in rescue efforts there. The director of a museum in Thailand died yesterday in custody at a federal prison near Seattle. Roxana Brown was 62 years old. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Phyllis Fletcher reports.
Brown had been scheduled to speak in Seattle at the University of Washington last week, but federal authorities arrested her first in a Seattle hotel. A U.S. attorney charged her with wire fraud. The charges were the result of an undercover operation that sent a federal agent to a gallery in Los Angeles. The agent allegedly got Brown's signature on a form that inflated the appraised value of antiquities from Thailand. Charging papers accused Brown of overstating values for tax purposes. Brown's brother told the Associated Press that Brown apparently died of a heart attack, that the stress of the arrest was to blame, and that his sister said she was not guilty. A spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Seattle says the prison medical staff checked Brown on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Phyllis Fletcher in Seattle.
CBS has agreed to pay $1.8 billion for online news and information provider CNET in a deal that will significantly expand the media giant's online reach. The price represents a 40% premium over the company's closing stock price. I'm Jack Speer, NPR.